Over 100 activists gathered at the Canadian Parliament on Friday as part of the global march to Jerusalem Al-Quds in support of Palestinian rights. March 30th marks the Land Day, an annual commemoration of the 1976 deadly military attack on Palestinians who were peacefully protesting against Israel's land policies.
This movement is not only about Palestinians. It's about standing with justice. It's about standing with peace. It's about standing with the oppressed rather than with the oppressor.
We're here to condemn the inhumane acts by Israel. We're here to condemn 64 years of occupation and murder at the hands of Israel and all of its allies, the US, the UK, all of them are involved.
I suffered that life and I know how they're feeling right now and how like Israel state is taking our lands day by every day. It's taking a new land and a new house is destroyed.
The Global March to Jerusalem Al-Quds is a new groundbreaking initiative organizing peaceful demonstration and civil resistance around the world. The march invites citizens from all nationalities to pressure Israel to end its occupation of Jerusalem Al-Quds in Palestinian lands. While the main objective of the rally is to support Palestinian rights, however, protesters are also angry with the hawkish policies of Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper.
Stephen Harper, and I'm glad that I'm turning my back to this parliament that he leads. Stephen Harper, who are you to deny the Palestinians a country on their own land?
In recent years, Canada's foreign policy in the Middle East has become strongly pro-Israeli, to the point that Israel's foreign minister has called Canada the regime's best friend in the entire world.
In Canada, we're sending a message to the Harper government that you cannot trade the Canadian values for values of justice and peace with fear and warmongering and siding with the oppressor rather than with the oppressed.
The past few years have seen a revival of peaceful resistance against Israeli occupation through demonstration, civil disobedience, boycott, and divestment. These acts were instrumental in bringing down the apartheid regime of South Africa, and organizers of such events hope to achieve the same with Israel. Hamid Mousavi, Press TV, Ottawa.